It's Tuesday, July 20th, AD 2021. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Cuba's communist government is pushing back hard against the freedom protests that have taken place throughout the nation in the last week. National Public Radio reports that the government has cut off internet access and at least 5,000 people have been detained or have disappeared. Abraham Jimenez Anoa, a journalist, described the appalling conditions through a translator.
We've gone like this for months, where just getting a plate of food on a daily basis is an odyssey. If you get sick, you cannot even find an aspirin to take. It's a whole country without medicine. The stores and markets are truly barren. And there are also constant blackouts.
In addition, two Cuban evangelical pastors were arrested for participating in protests against communist rule last week. Jeremy Ramirez and Yerian Sierra have yet to be released. Pastor Jotnia Perez of Pilgrims Reformed Baptist Church in Cuba updated the Worldview about why the pastors were arrested and where they are now.
That I'm just going there to record everything happening and just to be there. You know how you get suffering with the people, and that's one passage of the Bible that helped us a lot. Well, cry with the one who are crying and then smile with the ones or rejoice. You try just to be there with the people at a certain time when they are suffering and having trouble. So finally, we got that they were at a jail. In a place there was not like the complete prison. They were just in a place near that. And they were from there to last night, 2 o'clock in the evening. So last night they sent them to the real prison.
Pastor Perez requests prayer for the pastors and support for their families. One of the families has been evicted from the home because of governmental pressure placed on the landlord. Myanmar, still convulsing from the recent military coup, is going through major struggles with COVID-19. Asia Times estimated 50% of the nation is infected. Mary Callahan noted, quote, "I have worked in and on Myanmar for more than 30 years. Everyone I know there is either infected or caring for an infected person. No hospitals accept patients anymore, not even the priciest private ones," end quote. To donate to ongoing Christian support for the Myanmar people suffering from COVID-19, please visit missiontomyanmar.com or click on a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Isaiah 58 verses 10 and 11 says, "If you extend your soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then your light shall dawn in the darkness, and your darkness shall be as the noonday. The Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your soul in drought." On May 24th in northern India, Anamika, her brother, and father were viciously attacked by Hindus for their commitment to Christ. So far, the police have taken no action on this attack, and this family is experiencing ongoing threats to their lives. Anamika told Morningstar News, quote, "I know and fully believe that even if the world is against us, the Lord is on our side. He is a faithful God, and He is always there for us," end quote. Pray for Anamika and her family, please. Open Doors has ranked India as the 19th worst nation in the world for the persecution of Christians. Canada has announced they will receive American travelers beginning on August 9th, with one catch: they will have to receive the COVID-19 vaccine. Britain's fourth largest denomination and John Wesley's legacy, the Methodist Church, has consented, quote, "in principle to the marriage of same-sex couples," end quote, reports Evangelical Focus. Also, the denomination approved what was termed, quote, "informal cohabitation," end quote, or couples living in sexual sin together. The endorsement of sin came by an extraordinary majority vote of 254 to 46. Colorado Democrats are doing their level best to shut down private charity in the state. By capping charitable tax deductions, the blue state has made it, quote, 8% more expensive for wealthy Coloradans to donate to charities, end quote, according to Ministry Watch and the Colorado Nonprofit Association. The Democrats' intent was to raise $75 million for the state, but that would discourage $1.6 billion in private giving. Proverbs 28, verse 15 says, "Like a roaring lion and a charging bear is a wicked ruler over poor people. A ruler who lacks understanding is a great oppressor, but he who hates covetousness will prolong his days." The stock market experienced the biggest drop of the year yesterday, reports CNN. The Dow Jones Industrial Average settled out at 33,960 points. That's down 725 points. Market jitters are attributed to a rise in COVID-19 Delta variant infections. Meanwhile, gold held steady at $1,812 per ounce, while Bitcoin dropped another $1,000 to $30,900 and change. That's off a Bitcoin high of $63,700 in April. And finally, the Federal Reserve has increased its asset balance to a whopping $8.2 trillion. That's up about $1 trillion just since the beginning of the year, and about double what it was in 2019. No surprise here. The increase in monetary supply is bringing inflation on like a storm. Gas is up 45% year over year, and rents have increased significantly since last year. The average American home rental reached a record high of $1,575 last month. That's an 8% increase year over year, according to Realtor.com. The biggest increases were in Boise, Idaho, Phoenix, Arizona, and Riverside, California. And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Tuesday, July 20th, on the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.